fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of June, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. For some reason, this has become a national holiday, this make-believe Juneteenth thing, but another way to help separate Americans from each other, in my opinion. Nothing for me to celebrate that I'm aware of. But we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to secure an alternative source of power for your home, for your bug out location, whatever it might be, 2 places, might be 1. That's very important. If you haven't lived life without electricity, well, you're in for a very rude awakening, so to speak. It's real important to do that. I've got excellent reliable backup power myself, and I'm really glad that I do. It really gives me peace of mind. Okay, there seems to be a very major mathematical dysfunction worldwide. I was hoping it was just the United States, but apparently it's pretty much worldwide. Brought to my attention once again, I'm somewhat of an automobile enthusiast, race car enthusiast, and not this past weekend, but the weekend before, that would have been the 10th and 11th, was the annual Le Mans 24-hour race, and it was being promoted as the 100-year anniversary, with the first year being 1923. I see this all a lot, especially for 100-year anniversaries. I saw it with the 1911 pistol. I saw it in a community in St. Louis County where I resided for a year and a half, taking care of my wife, Brentwood, Missouri. A very lack of basic fundamental mathematical knowledge. Going back to Le Mans, the first race was 1923, so That was the first year, the first race, 1923. Well, to get to 100, you would add 99 to that. So you would be, your first race was 1923. You've raced 99 more times. You've reached 100 races. And that would be, drum roll please, 2022, not 2023. 1911 pistol, its first year of manufacture was manufactured 1911. You'd have to manufacture it 99 more years to get to 100. That would be 2010, not 2011. That would be 101 years. I know Glenn from Philadelphia has attempted to argue with me, but Glenn, respectfully, you're wrong on this. 100 years is 100 years, not 101 years. But I see this all the time. Banks, for example, if a bank is celebrating 100 years, they're usually off by a year. You're trusting those same people to properly calculate the money in your account? Maybe they can do that, maybe they can't. They don't even know how old their bank is. Maybe they don't. Maybe they can't calculate the money in your account properly. So the United States Constitution, Declaration of Independence, I should say, was signed in 1776. The 200-year anniversary was 1975, not 1976. So we're surrounded by this basic mathematical defect all the time. And I know that I pointed this out to the owner of the Wildwood Lodge and a very dear friend, great guy, Bob Bell's his name. They put on a series of 10 or 12 concerts a year with world-class groups, musical groups coming in to perform at the Wildwood Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. And they're celebrating 100-year anniversary. And I said, Bob, it's 100-year anniversary. It was last year. He says, John, oh, you're right, but this is what we're doing. So, interesting segue here. And by the way, Andrew will be with us about 7:25 after we come back from the first break. I'm a big fan of Mike Adams. I appear with Mike on a regular basis. And Mike did an interesting video about the cognitive issues that people who got the clot shot are having. He's noticing it. My wife and I were talking about this just last night and this morning both. The cognitive issues people who got the clot shot are having. And he mentioned something that is very fundamental important, and that's the fact that people who got this mRNA shot, it's really not a vaccine, by the way, they're manufacturing these spike proteins inside their body and shedding spike proteins. And we really don't know how long that goes on. We really don't. I've already decided that I will not visit my daughter and stay in her. If I do visit her, I will not stay in her home, and I will attempt to do it, if I do it at all, do it in warm weather where we can sit outside and visit. I really don't want to be indoors breathing the same air that her husband, and the teenagers are breathing. I really don't. My wife and I have decided to not participate in events where we know that many, if not most, of the people will have the spike proteins shedding, especially if it's indoors. She seems to be more sensitive to it than myself, but I know that I'm sucking those things in too every time I take a breath of air. It's a sea change in our society for those who are aware. For those who aren't, well, they're just continuing on their way with their lack of knowledge or ignorance. And that's become the world we live in. That's not going to change. It's just going to get worse. Now, if you have been listening, I began last Friday with my new Friday morning guest, Marie Lasseter. Marie Lasseter is a scientist. She's the author of 3 books, the author of 24+ peer-reviewed scientific papers. She is the elected coroner of Texas County. She's a scientist. And what she said last Friday, that in her professional opinion, based on her professional knowledge and expertise, within 3 to 5 years, every human being who's got a COVID vaccination and one or more boosters will be dead in 3 to 5 years. That's not a standalone statement. That's consistent with what we're getting from other scientists who've been looking into it. I got a lot of attaboys for having her with me this past Friday, and people looking forward to hearing her more on my show. And I intend, since she's my neighbor, she lives the next county over. Actually, it's 2 counties, but pretty close by. I hope to be working more closely with her and doing more presentations that can wake up even more people. Now, who are we going to wake up? We're going to wake up the parents of children who have not been vaccinated. That's who's left. That's who's left. Every adult who either wanted to get the COVID clot shot, was coerced into getting it, or made to feel bad if they didn't get it by relatives, well, they've pretty much all got it. They can't be unvaccinated. What's left are the children. I am so disappointed, so very disappointed that President Trump continues to support these vaccines. I'm not sure if he's living in some kind of bubble that doesn't allow the truth to get to him. I'm not sure if he was threatened. Did they threaten to murder his children if he didn't support it? I simply don't know. I wish I did. I may have a way to get a message to him. President Trump, please stop supporting these vaccines. They're killing people. Now, the official numbers, and it was mentioned, Karen Kingston put out an interesting note this morning that I got since I subscribed to her notifications. This is, once again, a repeat of things we already knew, that I think the number was 38,000 confirmed deaths, and according to VAERS, that's a VAERS reporting system, which is widely believed to be about 10% of the true numbers. So it'd be about 250,000 Americans have died. The VAERS reporting system, 38,000 have died from the COVID vaccines. The more realistic number is about 250,000. That's scary. There's no precedence. And I have to keep repeating myself because it's the truth. In my opinion, what we're living through in June of 2023 and will continue for the rest of our lives, I don't see any end in this, is the worst crime in recorded human history. There's no precedence for this. There simply isn't. Now, in the Civil War, which lasted, 4 or 5 years, we lost a little more than 250,000 Americans on both sides. Everybody who died in that war was an American. The Spanish flu doesn't come close. The bubonic plague doesn't come close in terms of people dead and disabled. And the numbers continue to grow. I have to give credit where credit is due. The mad scientist, the evil, diabolical, Satanist scientist who created this COVID, these COVID vaccines, they're brilliant in what they were able to accomplish. Absolutely brilliant in creating this biological weapon that's murdering and disabling hundreds of thousands of Americans. And worldwide, mostly the West, of course, millions, tens of millions. It's slow to start seeing the overall effects. Now, something Mike Adams mentioned is the breakdowns in our society. He mentioned a clerk in a medical office, I think it was, who couldn't do a simple mathematical calculation in her head. When I'm out in public, especially with my wife, she's more aware of these things than I am, unless I'm really paying attention. the cognitive issues that we deal with clerks in stores, waitresses in restaurants, the checkout people in supermarkets, clerks in supermarkets, people we interact with when we're out and about, the cognitive issues that these men and women have, which there's always been people like that, of course, there always has been, but there seems to be a dramatic increase in adult Americans who have cognitive issues. And I agree with Mike Adams that it just seems to be getting worse. So I guess I should mention we have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I've mentioned this before, but what we're already starting to see is it will grow and take on a life of its own, is dramatic increases in decrease in prices of real estate, used cars, boats, airplanes, firearms, jewelry, furniture, because the people that own these things are dying. It'll show up first in real estate, I believe. Because typically, personal possessions are spread about among the family members first before they go on the market. So that will decrease the availability and of those items on a public market. They'll still be there, but not as great as real estate. Typically, when real estate becomes available because somebody dies, family members sell it off. They don't keep possession of it. And it's a mixed bag, of course. There's families that do keep the real estate. But I would say more than half the time when the person that owns real estate dies, unless there was a surviving spouse to maintain it and keep control over it, that real estate is put on the market by the other family members who need the cash more than they need the real estate and the maintenance and the taxes and all of, and the insurance and everything that goes along with owning real estate. So we're going to be a lot more obvious on the East Coast and West Coast than in the Midwest. We have a much lower vaccination rate in Texas County, where Marie Lassiter is the coroner. They have a vaccination rate of about, I think it was 33% of the population, which is one of the lowest percentages in the entire country. And thank you very much, Marie, for doing that. You saved thousands, in a small county, not thousands, but saved dozens of lives, maybe hundreds, by that low percentage of people getting the COVID vaccination. Right now, the U.S. Secretary of State is in China, another segue, holding negotiations with the Chinese. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? Is it the real deal where they're talking about the Chinese giving safe haven for the communists in this country that are helping them achieve their goal of taking over the United States? Is that what's really happening? I say it's very likely that it is. It's so obvious to me, obvious to many of you. So I don't believe the Chinese will stand by any agreement that they have to give safe haven to the communists in this country. They might, not that it matters. All the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims that have helped and are helping and will help the communist Chinese achieve their goal of conquering the United States, colonizing the United States, having a new China with no Americans present. I mentioned this before, but these Chinese peasant soldiers that have been conscripted, they'll be told that the United States, that North America really belongs to the Chinese because their explorers got here before Christopher Columbus. Therefore, it's rightfully theirs. Here's our break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My Father's Day sale of energy cleaners and mattress pads ends at midnight tonight. So this is your one last opportunity. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And that's in effect until midnight tonight. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale refund manually. So there you go. Okay, Andrew hasn't called in yet. I expect he will call in momentarily. He's usually a pretty reliable guy. And get caught up what's going on with EMP Shield out in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas. Kansas is a beautiful state. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Adams, it was less than a half-hour segment he did about these cognitive issues. Let's look at two things. First of all, what are the cognitive issues, and where are they focused that we need to be concerned about? Cognitive issues, I believe one of the things it does is cause people's ability to think to slow down and not be able to think as quickly as they could otherwise, which brings up the topic of IQ test, intelligence quotient test. Well, so what does an IQ test measure? and most people don't know. Here's a helpful hint. It's a timed test. What an IQ test measures is how fast your brain works. That's what it does. Now, there's people whose if their brain doesn't work all that fast, they can still perform quite well, no problems whatsoever. And there's others where that's a major issue. But look at where these clot shots were focused on. They made sure that pretty much every doctor, nurse, physician's assistant, nurse practitioner got the clot shot. You really want those men and women with a slow brain? Really? Police officers, firemen, men and women who in their career, in their profession, have to make life and death decisions in a fraction of a second, literally. Almost everybody in the military, including all the pilots. I'm not a certified pilot, but I got about 19 hours, I think, in my logbook officially, about twice that much unofficially piloting various aircraft. Frequently, when piloting aircraft, you have to make a decision in a split second. It could literally be a matter of life and death. Now, if you're flying an airplane with 300 or 400 people behind you, that gets really important really quick, doesn't it? We got a caller and hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, I have a question. Why is Juneteenth been made a national holiday and not December the 6th?
Well, I don't know why they picked one day over the other, except that, in my opinion, the communists were behind it as a way to help split America into further divide us and balkanize us, John. Anything else?
You know what December 6th, 1865 was?
Not really. What was it?
It was the day that the 13th Amendment was ratified.
Okay.
That's when slavery was legally ended in the United States.
Okay.
Until then, there was still slavery legal in Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland. I don't know if they hadn't abolished it in those states. But
it was five states in the Union that had slavery being legal all during the Civil War. That's correct.
I mean, West Virginia. Well, anyway, that was not abolished till December the 6th. It was not Juneteenth that was the end of slavery. It was December the 6th. So why is it not a national holiday or even proposed as such?
I don't know why it should be a holiday at all. It's history. It's a true part of history. You know, it might be good to remember it, but not have a national holiday, in my opinion. John, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on. We do have Vanilla with us, my friend Andrew. Andrew is the director of marketing at EMP Shield in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, as always. Well, Andrew, all these issues that we talk about continue to move forward. The war in Ukraine is not making major headlines at the moment, despite the offensive taking place, which will probably go until October. U.S. Secretary of State is in China right now. I wonder what they're really talking about. Are they talking about how to surrender the United States and have the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims be given safe haven when everybody else is executed? Is that what's really taking place? I would love to be on a fly on the wall in that room, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would absolutely love to be a fly on the wall and actually learn what they're actually talking about.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis. So
even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My real estate section has been updated. We have more than a dozen beautiful properties in Crawford County for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. A bunch in nearby, right next door, Dent County, D-E-N-T, Dent County. You like those, they're beautiful. Moving on from there. If you'd like a beautiful one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 7,000 square foot log lodge, such as featured in Yellowstone. The men I work with in Texas County can help put that together with you. They'll work with your architect to design exactly what you want. That log kit will be shipped to your job site for your contractor to build the beautiful custom home that you want. Last but not least, the Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect until midnight tonight. That would be midnight Monday the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. We were visiting with Andrew, the director of marketing for EMP Shield in the beautiful corn fields of Kansas. And Andrew, what's new with EMP Shield, if you can let us know, please?
Oh, gosh. All kinds of things all the time. So for those who may have not heard before, we do have a new EMP Shield Micro. It's been out for a couple months, but it is still quite new, and it's about 78% smaller. As far as other projects go, we do have, well, several products being developed. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot I can talk about them right now, but of course, we're always in the background developing new products. The Micro itself actually took almost 2 years to develop, so we're developing that for quite some time. We are still continuing to move forward on the Chips of America Act. And so for those who, I think we might have mentioned this 2 weeks ago, but for anybody who's interested, you can actually go find EMP Shield on the White House website. It's one of the White House presidential briefings for the Chips of America Act. We are listed on the map there as, you know, having applied, and hopefully we'll get it. So we've applied for $1.9 billion. We're going to be producing a microchip manufacturing facility primarily for national security purposes. And right now, it's submitted, so it could take anywhere from like 3 to 6 months. And there's no guarantee we're going to get it, but if we do get it, it's going to be phenomenal for us to help get certain components and things needed for EMP protection for the United States and also for other national security purposes as well. So that's pretty much all of the big things. Oh, one last thing. We have partnered with a company called GridDown. It's griddown.com, and they have developed, basically, it's a energy storage system that's going to be EMP protected through our EMP Shield products. It's very, very affordable compared to the other options that are out there, and incredibly robust. I think battery capability is all the way up to 81 kilowatt hours, which is a huge energy storage system. So this is basically kind of like a Tesla Powerwall, but much more affordable and EMP and lightning protected. That's griddown.com. And that will be available, I think, in about 3 weeks. That's going to start selling. So we're very excited for that project as well, because folks, one of the questions people ask is, well, I've protected my home. You know, what's the point in protecting my home if I don't have backup power? And of course, there is many reasons like lightning and coronal mass ejection and protecting all devices. But having a backup power system is even more important, because that not only can you be protected, but you can still run your CPAP machine, your, if you need lights, your deep freezer, whatever it is that you need, you can then run that with your backup energy storage system. So that's some of the things we've been working on, John.
Well, aren't you a busy guy?
Yes, sir. John, did I lose you there? Yeah. Talking a little bit about some of EMP Shield's new projects. So a little bit more about the griddown.com project. It's going to be incredibly beneficial to folks currently in the energy storage system market. One of the problems is the price. Looking at comparable options like the Tesla Powerwall and some other options, it just is incredibly expensive. And so this is one of the things that we're really proud of, is the affordability of the grid down readout systems. The name of the backup energy system is the grid down readout. And we think it's going to be around 25% cheaper than the next closest options. And it's going to come with six systems. So it's going to start at 13 kilowatt hours all the way up to 81 kilowatt hours. And then you can kind of choose the size of the system, anywhere from a very small log cabin, like you mentioned earlier, John, up to a large 7,000, up to 10,000 square foot home, we'll be able to provide backup power for. And there will also be, it will come with the EMP shield system. So it's going to provide 100% guaranteed lighting protection. And these systems will also come with whole home protection as well. So when you buy a grid down energy storage system, it's going to come with the home protection device as well. So your entire home and the energy storage system will be protected. And so we're very excited about this. For anybody who's interested to learn a little bit more about this new EMP Shield and Grid Down project, you can go to griddown.com. And what I do recommend is there's a little box there that says, would you like to be notified of updates or when the products are available? So if you, this is something you're interested in, be sure to put your email in there, because the first, to my understanding, the first 50 systems that are released, there's going to be a, I think it's either 5 or 7% discount code. And so by signing up with your email at griddown.com mm-hmm. to be notified when the systems are available, you could save potentially thousands of dollars and get an even better price comparatively than what the price will be after these first 50 systems are sold. So I do recommend doing that. Now, on the EMP Shield side, we talked a little bit about the Micro, but the Micro, this is kind of a really unique device, because this is one of those devices that we actually originally designed for motorcycles and ATVs. And so for folks that do need protection on your motorcycle or ATV, it's phenomenal, because it's 78% smaller than the original EMP Shield. It's almost about the size of a cigarette box, but a little bit less width. So it's very, very small, very light. You can put it pretty much anywhere. It's easy to install on a motorcycle and ATV, and it also can protect your modern-day vehicles, which makes installation much easier as well, but comes with the exact same protection as the original EMP Shield. So it is a really, really incredible device. And there's one thing that, as far as technology goes, this is one of the most amazing feats of, as our from EMP Shield that we've created. The EMP Shield Micro is able to draw 150 times less energy from your car's battery than the original EMP Shield. So the original EMP Shield draws 3 milliamps, which is still almost nothing. It's just enough to light up the LED. But the new Micro draws 150 times less power. And the reason that we did that is because we knew that motorcycle and ATV owners were going to be installing the EMP Shield and then have their motorcycle or ATV stored over the winter. And so you're able to store those vehicles without having to start them, and the battery should still be fresh at the end of the season when you go to turn on your bike or your ATV. It's still going. And so for anybody, and I'll keep going on this, but for anybody that does have any questions about EMP Shield or electromagnetic pulse, love for you guys to give us a call. I'd love to answer any questions you have on whether it's EMP Shield devices and protection or the effects of EMP or anything grid down related. Would love to discuss. And with that
Andrew,
being said, I think...
Andrew's doing a great job there. my Skype went down, and I'm on the phone right now, but we'll get that Skype back up and running. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew's giving information here that in normal times is great because EMP Shield protects against lightning, but in harsh times, when we're under attack, and there's actually EMP attacks, it could be literally a matter of life and death just to have one vehicle that runs. Having some peace of mind knowing that your alternative power will still work, that's great peace of mind. And the only way to get it is to do your homework or the equipment, have it properly installed. Installing EMP Shield on a vehicle is simple. Anybody can do that. When it comes to the house, you might want a certified electrician. That's what I use, a certified electrician to do that install. And once those two things are in place, you know, one or more vehicles, your house is protected, then you're all set. It looks like We have Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning. Got a question for you. So I've got a meter base that's outside the house, probably about 20 yards from the house, and it's got the main breaker in it, and the main breaker feeds the house. I'm an electrician by trade, by the way. But anyway, it feeds the main supply panel in my basement. And that main supply panel feeds two other panels, and it also has the feed from my solar system. And I have backup batteries and chargers and all that stuff. So my question, Andrew, is twofold. One, if you were going to put the EMP shield, would I put it on the main breaker by the meter base? That's number one, to protect everything beyond that. And number two, if there was some kind of an EMP attack, would it fry the meter base and I wouldn't be able to get power anyway?
Oh, good question. So to answer your first question, the EMP shield is going to be installed in the main panel in your basement. It's required to be installed on 220-amp breakers. You're not going to be able to install it at the meter base, although we do have a meter base model that is available. It's that model that we sell is only for co-ops and electrical companies. So we don't actually sell not civilian version. I'll just call it a consumer version of the meter base model. But we do have the one that would go in your main breaker in the basement. That would stop, lightning and the effects of EMP for the home. But to answer your second question, we'll use lightning as the simple example. If lightning does hit the pole, and as an electrician, you probably know this, there is a pretty high likelihood that meter base could get zapped. I mean, lightning's powerful, yeah. EMP is powerful. They're different. They're both different effects, but they will. If you've got one of the modern meters, one of the digital meters, it's probably going to get zapped. With that being said, I'm referring to without EMP shield. If you do have an EMP shield, our device is going to help protect outside the home as well, although we don't guarantee the effect, the protection outside of the home, but it has provided some protection, and we've proven that with lightning in the past. However, the only thing we can guarantee is within the home, not outside the home, obviously. So the chances are that it could get zapped.
So there's the thing. On my meter base out there where the meter is, the main 200-amp breaker is there. And it also has a way to add more breakers to it because I have a couple of them on there, one 125-volt and one also 50-amp, 240-volt for an RV plug. So I'm curious, would it be possible to install it there?
It would be if you were able to put 20-amp breakers.
I've got enough room for two.
Yep.
I just need a double pole 20.
Yeah, you put a dual pole 20 in there, you can install it right there, and that would then protect the meter. So that's the best solution if you can do that. And just so you know, if you do have to install the EMP shield outside of the box, they are IP68 rated. So you can do that if you need to, but obviously keeping it inside the box and weather protected is always better, but they are IP68.
Oh yeah.
So you could.
Okay, excellent. Well, and so if I had it out there on the meter base, you think it probably would protect the meter as well?
Yes, it would.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Cover a lot of territory, as always, here, Andrew, despite your only being with us for half the hour. That's great.
Yes, sir.
Well, Andrew, your product is going to, I think in the future, not too distant future, potentially save hundreds of thousands of lives. Right now, saving people from the inconvenience and economic distress of lightning damage. And we had the thunderstorms come through here yesterday, and I was so glad I didn't have to run around unplugging everything because I knew I was protected.
Right.
It's really peace of mind knowing that especially if you're away from the house and a thunderstorm pops up, that your equipment's going to be protected. So much of what we rely on for our daily life involves electronics these days on a routine basis, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, we are so reliant on electronics, and, you know, luckily we have a way to protect. If we didn't, that would be horrible. But, you know, with EMP Shield, there's so much less worry. You know, folks that used to have to unplug everything now have the peace of mind, like you mentioned, of, okay, there's a storm coming. It's, you know, it's okay. Keep them plugged in because we guarantee 100% lightning protection. You know, we're protecting currently, EMP Shield's protecting billions of dollars worth of infrastructure. So
that's right.
It's
that's
a very effective way.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Andrew, we have new listeners every week. I'm getting more exposure on different guest appearances I'm doing. I'll be speaking up in Iowa the second weekend of August. You need to talk to your people about having a table up there at the Red Pill Expo. Talk about targeted demographics. Oh, my goodness. hundreds of people there that are really interested in this topic, and I would love to see EMP Shield have the table next to mine at the next Red Pill Expo. It will be August 12th and 13th, second weekend of August. It'll be great, Andrew, and I hope you can make it, or some of your people if you can. I know you're a busy guy.
Sure.
Andrew, we get the information out every week. We have new people. We alert every week. We have. The equipment ready in stock, ready for immediate shipment, don't we?
Yes, sir. All EMP Shield is in stock, ready to go. If you order, as an example, we're one of the things I'm very proud of is our shipping and our production and our shipping time. So if you order in the morning, so we'll say before 10 o'clock, it will almost always ship out that afternoon. So within one day, it's out the door, and then you'll normally, within the continental United States, get it within 2 days. So in less than 3 days, you should get it. And by the way, shipping is free. So you don't even pay the cost of shipping. We do, it's 2 days pretty much anywhere in the United States. Sometimes it's three, but normally it's two. So it's available. And now's the time. There's some crazy stuff going on around the world. I saw an article that said that U.S. companies are giving Russia up to $1 billion a year for their nuclear energy sector, which blows my mind that American companies are doing that. But, very sadly, it sounds like a lot of the stuff that's going on is funded by us. There's a lot of bad stuff going on around the world, whether it's Russia, China, Ukraine, North Korea is now teamed up with Russia. It's just all kinds of stuff. So getting prepared, having EMP protection is critical. Get it while you can, while it's available, because this could happen. And John has a great saying about that.
That's right. It's better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And that's a very true statement. It's not a flippant statement. That's a very true statement. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us, sir, and we look forward to getting back next Monday.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Appreciate it. We top the hour break coming up here. We'll have Sam Andrews with us, and we will have the Farmers Monday. Farmers Monday is one of our more popular segments with the demographics of the people who listen to Republic Broadcasting. Almost everybody has some interest in firearms, so that will be good. And yes, Firearms Monday begins in just about 3 or 4 minutes here at Republic Broadcasting. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.